Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening. Glad to be with you. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are with us tonight on Blog Talk Radio on Psychics Gone Wild. And we hope to you have a very entertaining evening. I know we will. I will, and my guest will. And we are going to let her introduce herself in just a moment. Those of you who would like to enter our contests and get some free prizes, free books, free things, go to psychicsgonewild.com, and on the left side, there's a contact us. Go fill that out, give us your information, and you'll be available to win all kinds of prizes, everything from shirts to books. So check us out, psychicsgonewild.com. Now, before I say much about myself, I want to let my co-host here, my guest, Lynn Russell, introduce herself. She's quite an interesting lady, knows a lot about, written a lot about, and studied a lot about near-death experiences. So I want to let her introduce herself to you. Lynn, are you with us, my dear?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, or maybe how you got interested in near-death experiences, and give us a little insight.
Well, I spent most of my working years as a family counselor, and then I sort of slipped into writing, and I was researching a book, and I looked up NDERF and for research and just got hooked. I loved it there. And that's Near-Death Experience Research Foundation. And so anyway, the owner of the site was Dr. Jeffrey Long, and he was asking for a volunteer to do research, and so that's how I got started. I said, yes, I would do the research.
Interesting, interesting. How long have you done this research?
Well, I did it for just over 2 years. I'm not doing it anymore.
All right. It's an amazing, amazing topic. As you know, I talked to you about this, and some of the listeners know. I had a near-death experience in 77, and I wrote a book on it called The Second in Eternity. And as I'm sure we will verify to each other, a lot of the things that people experience, the commonality, even though they're completely different, there's a lot of common things people experience. Am I correct? Like infinite mind, infinite love, infinite God, no time? Is that what you found out?
Yes, there are many things that are repeated. You're right. Yes. There's a core element to the near-death experiences. And then, of course, there's a variation based on the individual.
Excuse me. There is indeed. When I heard Dr. Eben Alexander on Through the Wormhole, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago, he was made one comment that struck a chord in me in his conversation about his NDE. And he wrote a book about it called Proof of Heaven. He was a number one skeptic about he believed that all spirituality and heaven and that is just a byproduct of the mind. He was a neurosurgeon, and he was a strong proponent of it until he went into a coma by meningitis. Stayed there a week. They were about to pull the plug. He finally woke up, tell him what he experienced. Changed his life radically. And he wrote his book, Proof of Heaven. I heard him on Through the Wormhole, and one comment he made when he said, something to the effect of the core being infinite love, I knew he'd been there. Because that's the thing that I experienced, and I think a lot of people experience, is infinite love. And it's indescribable.
Yes.
Am I correct about that?
Yes, yes. Love is probably the core of the whole experience. It just begins the minute that they leave their body and until they come back. Yes, love is very important. And it's interesting that love is next month. It's February, Valentine's Day, so love fits in there too.
It is in there. And, you know, when the Beatles came out with the idea of love is all you need, it sounded great in the 60s. In the 90s and 2000, it got a little hard to understand that. But I have to admit, at 67, I'm realizing that is true. If you just really love, no matter what, if you put love ahead of ego and situation and fear, doubt, and all this crap, how quick I got a text out. If you really put love in your head first, you're doing the right thing. And the next step will be more clear.
I've had
people ask me, let me ask you this before I become a spoiler on what I was about to say. Do most of the people from your research have any idea why it happened to them and not the neighbor across the street?
Well, it happened to them because they had a medical injury or a illness or some kind of crisis that happened that caused them to die. And so they died and were told that they weren't finished yet. They had to come back.
Oh, that's interesting.
I researched 2,500 cases, and I couldn't stop learning. Was beautiful.
Most of them are in medical cases, correct?
Well, yes. People having operations or heart attacks and those kind of things. There were a number who were in car accidents or being shot, but primarily it was medical. Yes.
Okay, but mine happened because of a car accident in which I could have been killed and didn't get a scratch. But research? They it happened because of a medical situation. But why did they get the privilege to go in a medical situation, whereas a guy in the emergency room next to him didn't?
Interesting question, and you know I've never heard that one before, so I don't really have an answer. I'm sorry, but the luck of the draw. One of the things that I do know is that we decide before we come into the body when we're going to leave and how we're going to leave. And we have certain chores that we have to do while we're here. And so if you're not finished your chore, you're sent back.
Absolutely. I agree with you. There is indeed a plan that we come into life with. The question is how written in stone versus how malleable that plan might be. And that's something that's for every person or situation is unique. There's no one-size-fits-all explanation about that. So I certainly believe there's a lot of, I guess at the worst case, you could say predestination. What it really is you chose, and here you are living it out. And we don't know the script we wrote. That's what our life is searching for. What did I write? Where am I going? Why is this way? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do choose many things, but we don't choose details, and we also don't choose that if we don't just do it in this life, if we're here and we say, no, we don't want to do it, whatever that happens to be, then they will come back and repeat it until they do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's commitments we've made to ourselves and the universe, and the universe has forever. It's in no rush. We might be.
Yes.
We might want to clear things out. But yeah, my book is A Second in Eternity. It's about my own personal experience. And your book, let me see if I can get it correct here, The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells Us About Yourself.
Yes.
And that's Lynn Russell's book. Tell us a little bit about, just in general, what you cover in the book. I know it's long and mysterious, but in general, what does the reader come away with?
Well, I go through the experience in detail, because when people read a book about one experience, that is only covering that person's experience. For example, Ibn Alexander saw himself as a part of a butterfly wing, and not everybody sees that. Very few people have that kind of experience. So that was his. And so each person has a near-death experience that's geared to them. But there are commonalities. And so that's one of the things that my book covers, is all the commonalities. And then the other thing my book covers is to try and alleviate fear and guilt from the person. Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. I really want to get your book. I'm very excited about it. Everything you say is things that I have experienced in my own experience, so I know you're absolutely right on with what you're saying. And you folks, again, I'll repeat that title, write it down. It's available on Amazon. The Wonder of You, What Near-Death Experience Tells Us About Yourself. And that's by Lynn Russell. Actually, Lynn K. Russell, as Lynn reminded me, because there's a lot of Lynn Russells. So, Lynn K. Russell. And you're from Alberta, Canada, am I correct? Or that's where you are right
yes,
now?
That's right. Yes.
I love Canada.
I'm in the snowy country right now.
pardon me?
I said it's snowy. It's cold in winter and snowy. And you're down there in the nice warm
Texas, correct. Well, I lived most of my life in Texas. In 1972, I moved up to British Columbia for a year and realized I didn't know the winter very well. I was living out in Slocan Valley in the middle of the winter. And long story short, I realized you have to be prepared if you want to live out in the country in the middle of winter in Canada.
And British Columbia is one of our mildest provinces.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine Edmonton and Alberta in the plains. Wow.
Yeah.
I also lived in Europe and I lived in Denmark during the 90s. I'm a musician. I was touring over there. And I had a lot of Danes comment about, how do you stand the cold here? And I said, hell, it's colder in Nebraska and North Texas than it is in Copenhagen. You guys don't have a clue. Having said that, I'm going to get back to you a little bit in just a moment, Lynn. I'm going to do a reading or so for some people that are our guests. I'm going to talk a little bit about myself, and then I'm going to get back with you on this very interesting subject that I've had first-hand experience at. And you have a little, maybe you'll talk about that, but you've certainly compiled a lot of information. So we've got another 45 minutes to go in this. I'll be right back with you, my dear, okay?
Sure.
God bless you. We do take some readings from time to time. We are changing the format of this show to a few or less readings and a little bit more to conversation. But having said that, we are going to take some readings. A little bit about what I do for those of you that do a reading. You can either ask a specific question or you can kind of get a general reading. I started doing my psychic development in the 70s. As I said, I had a near-death experience in 77. It was titled. My book is titled "A Second in Eternity." In 1980, I met a lady who did readings by reading stones, and I've used it since. It's called lithomancy, lithomancy. No books were written about that. So when I realized that, I wrote a book called "Lithomancy: The Psychic Art of Reading Stones." And you can find both that and "A Second in Eternity" on Amazon or Kindle. The way I would do some readings tonight, I use 16 stones, sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. If I do them in person, people drop these stones. If I do them over the phone, which I will do tonight, you say drop. I drop the stones, I read them like a clock, and tell you in general what I see for the next 12 weeks. I can do that or use some cards. So we're going to take a couple callers here, and this first caller is from area code 702. Are you with us, 702? 702, are you there? Well, we'll come back to 702. It must not be there. We'll move on to 912. Is 912 there? Area code 912. Hello? Area code 912? Well, we're going to go down the list, folks. This is area code 813. See if you're there, 813. Ooh.
Hello?
That's Lynn. Excuse me, Lynn. You're 813. Is this Lynn I'm speaking with or 813?
813.
Okay, girl. What's your name, dear?
Brenda.
Brenda, let me type you in here because I'll remember you that way. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, compared to everything in the world, girl, I get the choice to whether to decide it's good or bad or ugly, and I choose that's okay. I can't do much about all the chaos. I can just do the best I can do with my life, so I choose to be happy. And that's an art I've learned over many years. How can I help you? Like a general reading? You have a specific question?
I would like a general reading.
Okay. For those of you listeners, as I said, I'm using 16 stones. I'm charging them up in my hands at this moment. Psychic ability is you can actually use anything. There are techniques, learnable techniques, just like typing, playing the piano. So everybody has psychic ability, and I suggest people exploring their own a little bit. You may not read stones or cards from people, but you can use it to better your life and help you make better decisions. Having said that, Brenda, I've been warming these stones up, and all you have to do is say drop whenever you feel like it.
Drop.
Okay. Well, don't worry about past things and love and pressures and changes and how it's emotionally got you kind of like a lot of stuff is clearing out in the next couple of weeks. And I think by the second week here, you're going to feel a lot more balance in emotion. Yeah, there's a lot of change right now, and there's a lot of almost like you're reaching the end of your walls at some issues, probably involving love, men, direction, that sort of thing, people you care about. So there's a lot of different issues, but you can sort of address them all with one fell swoop as long as you look at yourself in this next week or two of just determining to yourself you're going to get balance and control emotionally over your relationships, over your plans. You're going to bring out this feeling of love regardless of the stuff that has piled up. You can't change 5 seconds ago. Don't try to. Create in the future. And as you do that in the next week and a half to 2 weeks, you're going to find more and more strength. And you're going to find a new set of a new commitment within yourself around your environment and dealing with this healing you've been going through. That's going to help you with a really big turnaround in about 3 to 4 weeks. It really is. And it's not an accident. It's because you kind of take control over what makes you feel good, of love, realize what you can't change, especially the past. Let go of that and re-inspire yourself. As you do that as a practical tool, almost, just a decision. I'm going to swim, I'm going to type, I'm going to drive, just a decision. The follow-through is you actually accomplishing that. And to your surprise, by the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're going to find yourself not only more positive, but your ability to make a decision and have luck work for you is returning. And it's because you're using this feeling of love, the first stone, the highest stone here, to just like we were talking about, just like Lynn and I were talking about, that's the most important thing. It really is. It sounds trite, but it really is, because that's the human experience, you know. Care for fellow man or woman, be forgiving, move on. So as you apply these things, you know, in the next couple of weeks, by the 3rd and 4th and 5th week here, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at how much you get back on track. It's going to help you stabilize things about place, about plans, about the future, and it's going to prove to you that in the midst of crisis and change and getting up against the walls, there's another side to that coin, which is the liberation and the answer and the strength. And by the end of this 3-month period in general, you're going to find yourself quite a changed person because you're getting new methods. And you quit trying to pull the skin off the snake. You let it shed. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
It does. Thank you.
Good girl. Glad you enjoyed it. Tell your friends to check us out on psychicsgonewild.com, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
You too. And you can listen back on the archives as best as I remember. So thank you for tuning in, Brenda. And we will give another reading or two here in a minute. But I want to get back with my co-host or guest, whatever you want to call, Lynn Russell. Lynn, where were we on the near-death experience discussion?
Well, one of the things that you mentioned when you were speaking with Brenda was about love. And I've just written an article for a magazine on that. And the one thing that came out very strongly was that we really do need love. Little babies, this was back, well, quite a few years ago, little babies would die without love. And it took us a long time to figure out why these children were dying. But it was because they weren't picked up and kissed and loved and, you know, given attention. And now, and that's called failure to thrive. And now we find adults doing the same thing, that they will, you know, so it isn't just a baby that will, without love, they just don't function.
Absolutely. And the irony of it is, as we were discussing, and you mentioned or confirmed about Dr. Alexander and the core and infinite love, and the one thing I felt when he said that infinite love, he wouldn't have said that if he didn't know that firsthand. You can't just come up with such a profound, this is where it begins and ends. So, yes, we all came from there. And this whole human experience is one to learn how to take infinite love and manifest it as best as possible in our limited circumstances in this particular life with this particular set of circumstances. And we chose this. There ain't no accident. We chose this challenge in order to learn it.
Yes, that's right.
You know, things have happened in my life that I didn't understand at the time. And it took 40 years to understand one thing. And what it was is, my whole life since the early 70s, I was a professional musician and a psychic. I gave readings and I played music. And I played guitar and piano and bass and every combination you can think of for 40 years and toured Europe and got close to selling songs to everybody from Ray Charles to Garth Brooks, but never actually sold a song and never did anything except, really, no matter how hard I worked, stayed at a working salary of a musician. So I had a choice every decade or so to be frustrated at my lack of success or glad that I didn't have to go to a real job and I got to travel and have fun, and I chose the latter. About 5 years ago, I quit playing professionally and I went to full-time psychic work. And I look back now and I know why I never reached stardom as a musician. I wasn't supposed to. What I was supposed to do was end up doing what I experienced in 1977. Was follow through on what I know spiritually and psychically about near-death experience and about why people should never fear death, period. And second of all, they should never fear anything. It's easier said than done, but that's a real concrete issue. If we can learn not to be in fear, we can learn to be in the light. Am I correct, Lee?
I think we're taught to learn, taught to be fearful.
Absolutely.
We're born to be fearful of some things, but I think generally we're taught to be fearful.
Absolutely. Whether it's, you know, did you have bad BO or are you going to hell? Everywhere in between. It's, and you know, war, hatred, it's all based on fear. And that's why the idea of love is so important. Yeah. And I think the universe, the master, the infinite mind, God, Allah, whatever, heaven, whatever you want to call it, I call it the infinite, came up with a pretty brilliant idea of putting souls into male and female bodies, because the basics of human nature are such that, you know, sexually and emotionally and love-wise, we're attracted to each other, and we are different as night and day.
Yeah.
And so you have to learn. You have to learn to compromise with that difference. And as far as human sexuality, everybody thinks they're weirder than everybody else. Everybody's weird about it because it's a weird thing. Get over it. So many of these things about fear, that's what I was saying, fear of sexuality. I was raised Catholic. I snickered at it, but I knew that they were really preaching that. They didn't know any better. Now, the new Pope does.
Right. That's right. And they were taught themselves those same things. So
absolutely.
It just passed. Yep. Like the common cold, it just gets passed down.
It does. And we have to, question authority? You know, if it doesn't feel right, look into it.
We have to explore and try and keep learning. It's always
absolutely.
A new thing to learn. Yeah.
Well, I just went through an experience in this first couple weeks of January. I got very sick, ended up in the emergency room. lot of things went on. I missed work and everything else. And I decided to use it to my advantage and came out a week and a half later with a completely new sense of convictions. Getting my sword sharper, getting my life sharper. Cutting off things that if it doesn't work, I'm not going to wait and carry it around. I'm going to let go and find something that works. So change is always a part of life. Use it to your advantage. Use everything you go through to your advantage, you know. There are no accidents. There are no coincidences. Did you find that out with people that you interviewed or studies, that people recognize that sort of thing, or was that my oddball curve into it?
Yes, but they don't recognize it until they come back. Once they've been there and they come back and they say, ah, now I see the picture. But before, you know, and most of us haven't had a near-death experience, although it's becoming extremely common. So that's
it. It is because we're having to learn, we're getting to learn that there's absolutely nothing to fear at death. There's nothing to fear. It's so beautiful. Our challenge is here.
Is that I wouldn't want anybody to commit suicide thinking, oh, it's better there.
Image. No, that's, but, you know, whether they kill themselves or somebody else, and plenty of both happen, this infinite love is forgiving enough. You get another chance. You change it. But you're shortchanging yourself on what you came here to learn anyway.
Yes,
and so
yes,
it's kind
that's
of put,
right. Yeah, you just have to do it over again.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Lynn, I'm going to get back on this topic in a minute. I'm going to give it another reading or two, and I'll get right back with you. Okay, my dear?
Sure.
Quite interesting to talk to you. And for those of you folks listening, check out Lynn Russell's book. That's Lynn K. Russell, The Wonder of You, What Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. And I'm going to get her book ASAP. We just met over the phone a couple days ago for the radio show. But what she says and with the topics she discovers, I've had first-hand experience, and I encourage people to open their eyes to the possibilities, because most of us have no idea how much power we can access through infinite mind, God, whatever you want to call it. But we have to ask. Ask and you shall receive. Having said that, we're moving on to area code 414. Are you with us, 414?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you, my dear?
Do you see us, right away, just waiting for a week? Me and my husband, we're moving to Tennessee since I received a job. I start by the 9th of February.
And what was your question, specifically?
Do you see us renting an apartment, like, or do you see us in a hotel?
Whether you're getting an apartment or hotel?
Yes, correct.
Well, you know what I feel like is you may do you may do that just for in an interwaiting period until you find the ideal place. It's kind of, and you're expecting that anyway to some degree. You don't have the place that you want to live worked out yet, or do you?
No.
It doesn't.
Still debating.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you do. So don't be, don't cut yourself off on the experience. There's a lot of good things happen to you all because of this move. Yeah, there's a lot of change right now, including, the period of change until you get stability here. That feels like about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
I don't know if it's from there or after your arrival, but the 3 or 4 weeks seems to come in. The unpredictableness you have right now in plans because of not sure, let it inspire you, because what it helps you do, believe it or not, it helps you after you make this move. It helps you have more of an expansive feeling about a lot of things. Even though you may shift around temporarily, even though you may not know exactly where you're going to be, what you open to yourself through looking at this as a vivid experience, change, freshness, the more you'll see that, and the more it'll help you replan the life that you all are planning anyway. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
it
go does. With that, girl. go with that, and you can listen back on the archives. And that's, I call it three months in 3 minutes. And I hope it helps you, Felicia.
Yes, thank you.
You too, girl. You too. And to all you folks, we are Psychics Gone Wild, and we'd love you to go to our website, psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side of the page, there's a contact link. Check on that. Give us your information, and you will be set up to win some prizes and T-shirts and books and all kinds of things that our master Jethro, the crazy man, who doesn't like commas, God bless him, will send you a gift. So sign up, psychicsgonewild.com. Jethro, I love you. I'm pretty close to you, guilty about not having commas in my speech, too. And having said that, I'm going to get back to Lynn. Lynn, are you with us still?
Yes, I'm right here.
All right, girl. And you know, you said it. You're right here. I remember in 1970 when I read Be Here Now by Bama Rob Das. It made a little bit of sense then, but in the last year, I'm 67, in the last year, that's really made a lot of sense because all we ever have is the moment right before us. All we ever have. And I think that's one thing a lot of people that come back from NDE experiences are profoundly aware of is the preciousness of everything, of every moment.
Mm, yes,
of
that's
every
true.
Second.
True.
Yeah, because
and they're kinder and they're more considerate and they are more curious. It's really improved when they come back. Usually.
Talk a little bit more about that. That's what I feel. Elaborate.
Well, people who, particularly those who have had life review. I couldn't think of the word. Sorry, a life review. They come back knowing that what their goal is, and they are kinder, more loving, more giving to their mates and to the family and whoever. They go out of their way to be better people as a whole. Yeah, I don't think I can think of one that I know of that came back angry, or only that they were angry about coming back. They didn't want to come back. They wanted to stay there. And so that was an issue, but once they were here, they settled down and they were much, much nicer.
That is a very common theme, both themes, the fact that you're kinder and gentler and the fact you don't necessarily want to come back, but you do. Yeah, I experienced that same in a different way, but the same feeling. What happened to me is I realized I was witnessing it instead of being at one with it, and I was drawn away just by merely separating myself by being the witness as opposed to being the source. Because when you're there, you're connected with the source, and it is infinite love. And what was the second thing you said? I wanted to comment on that.
Well, I said that they were kinder, and I also said that they didn't want to come back.
Okay, yeah, didn't want to come back.
Yeah.
And on the kinder, gentler side, my point, and you'll probably, from your research, agree with this, once you've experienced this quote-unquote infinite love, and you come back to being human, and you realize how incomprehensible it is on a human level, but as a human, having seen the real truth, the real core, what it's all about, you can't deny it. You have to live a better life because you've been touched by infinite love. And back here on Earth, it don't take infinite love. It takes just a little bit more than we're used to having.
thing about that, you're right, because the other thing is that I've lost it. I'm sorry. It's gone. It's right out of my head.
That's okay.
The infinite love is, we are love. We are love. And
absolutely.
That was the other thing, that people repeatedly felt that they were connected personally to the light and to the love. And they became the love.
I absolutely agree.
We are created in love, and we are love. And we need to be the love we are.
Absolutely. And that's why people become more loving when they have this experience. It's like, you know, if you're bang your head against the wall for 10 years and someone says, well, you don't, you turn around and you go, wow, what a relief. And not only that, well, maybe that's not the best analogy. But yeah, it is about recognizing that you're here and now and that you've been touched by infinite love, and that's what it's about, and that's what is to be done. And I'm profoundly affected by the fact that it's gotten to be such a more common experience. Mine happened in 1977,
yes.
And I had no reference in 1977. As I write in my book, I clearly understood what happened. You cannot deny that. It was just so, I didn't expect a person on earth to believe me. I didn't know that anybody could ever go there and come back. It never, the thought never even crossed my mind that there was a there to actually go to and come back. So for many, many years, I kind of kept it to myself. And then in about 20 years ago, 15 years ago, people started talking about it. And about 15 years ago, I started writing my book. I'm glad it's more common. Hopefully it breaks through a lot of fears we have about death. Hopefully inspires people even more to have more faith in what we want to believe in. An infinite loving good God that helps us. Well, hell yes, choose that.
And the love is a power as well.
Absolutely.
It's not just a feeling. It's a power.
It has
strength.
It does have strength. We came from infinite love, created a metaphysical world, a physical world to enlist in, to live in, and love is still at the core, so we can still use that to make our lives in the physical world of time and space much more manageable and much happier. It can be done. I'm going to do one more reading here or so, Lynn, and get right back with you. I'm having a real pleasure talking to you because we're on the same theme, girl. I love it.
Great. So thank you.
We'll be right back with you, Lynn. And by the way, again, I want to remind people, her book is The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. And I couldn't agree more from having my own, which I wrote a book about called The Second Eternity. Having said that, we're going to do another reading, and I'm going to area code 727. Are you there, 727?
I am, Gary. How are you this evening?
Good, 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 good. Who are we speaking with?
Gary, this is Paige.
Oh, Paige, is that correct?
Kate, K-A-T-E.
Oh, Kate, now I can hear you much clearly, my dear. Yeah, high-tech, Skype, blog talk, radio. It's amazing how well it can work and how clumsy it can be. Having said that, what would you like to do? Have a general reading, my dear?
A general for the next 12 weeks would be terrific, Gary.
Okay. I'm going to ramble for a moment as I charge these stones up. And I learned, here's an interesting thing, Kate. I learned how to do this in 1980, and I lived in Europe in the 90s. And I was a musician over there and doing readings. I was hired as a musician more. But several times people asked me for readings when I didn't have my stones with me. And so after making what I thought were honest excuses several times, my stones aren't here. I finally thought, well, hell with this. If you believe in your ability, you can read anything. So I brought them up to my apartment, and I'd go into the kitchen and have these two girls arrange an ashtray, a coin, a trinket, something out of their purse, a cigar butt, whatever. They were sitting on the table, and they arrange them any way they want, and I came back in a minute or so and actually read that. And the reason I know I could do that and that people can do that, first of all, no, I can do it, not every time. It's a method. The stones are a lot smoother. But we have no idea how much power we have, and I learned to do that by learning to read symbolism before my near-death experience. So the dots connect. And I did charge these stones in the middle of that wrap. So, Kate, all you have to do when it feels right is just say drop one time.
Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you got a new life starting to form for you. So quit looking back. Your power's about to come back into play here. Again, there's a lot of changes, but there's also a lot of, like you having really, really fresh plans here. And that helps you, like, bring a lot of luck back into your environment, your place, just in the next week or two. So don't be intimidated by what seems like both mystery and upheaval kind of going at once. You still with me, girl?
I'm with you.
Okay, I was hearing these beeps. I didn't know. Just makes sense to you?
It does.
Okay, so as you go through these next couple of weeks, put your mind on, because that's where you've been thinking, about things in the past, how they're much more balanced and harmonious and plans work. Put your mind on using this time here right now to really expand on how you want things to go in the future. Don't shortchange yourself. Because as you really expand your own hopes and concepts just in the next couple of days, it brings a lot of luck to your environment. It helps you with all sorts of commitments, with all sorts of plans, with business things. It gets you more grounded again. And again, it's not an accident. It's because you decide here to that the power is in the present and the future. And it'll return like it did in the past, but better this time, because you're getting to a higher octave, if you can understand what I'm saying. But by the 5th and 6th and 7th week here, emotionally, as far as decision-making and as far as being able to work through problems, your healing ability is definitely increased. Things around your environment, you can deal with them more effectively, whether they're a man or relationships or just how you feel around your environment. That's with this increased healing ability that allows you to deal with things at that time and into the future with more strength. And remember, you're coming from a point of some kind of confusion here and uncertainty. But you turn that into, it's almost like, why not win right now? Why not win, you know? And if you set your mind on that, not only will you win relative to a lot of things, but you'll come out of this three-month period with a new feeling about love and balance and harmony and your own ability. And you'll be able to make better decisions in communication, with whether it's men or direction. So the very thing of you looking in the past when things are more harmonious and balanced, you can bring that up to a higher octave again. You built one house, you can build this one twice as strong, twice as tall. Does this make sense to you?
Makes perfect sense, Gary.
Good girl. That's my 3 months in 3 minutes. I hope it helps you.
It did. Hey, thank you so very much.
You too, girl, and stay inspired. Like I say, and I underline this to people, we have no idea how many miracles we can create. You know, if I could live over, I would know that earlier, but I can't, but I know it now. And I live by it. So plan for the best, you know, be cautious, be wise, but expect to win, and you'll find out how to get there. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you, girl. Have a good night.
You too, Gary. Thank you so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And speaking of thank yous, I want to thank my co-host, Lynn Russell, for being with us tonight. She's the she studied over 2,500 cases of NDEs, and she has written a book about her knowledge. And you folks ought to check it out. It's a good book. And when you check it out, give a good review, because it is a good good book. I know that, 'cause I've talked to Lynn. I'm waiting on my copy, but from what she talks about and what she's researched, it's profoundly not only interesting but true. Her book is The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. I could go on and on about that last concept, what it tells you about yourself, Lynn, but why don't you tell me what you found out from other people in that regard?
Well, I think that one of the things that I wanted to stress was the oneness, because everyone felt when they were in the state, when they were on the other side, in the other dimension, that they were one with everything. And they had all knowledge because they were one with it. And that was a beautiful experience. And I think that my next book is going to be on oneness, because I think that we're actually finding out that that's scientifically true. And so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, you underscored one thing that I bring up in my book, and it's true. People who have NDEs see that there is complete unity. And that's why when you are drawn back, you kind of are returning to separateness, and the complete unity is a hell of a lot more fun than the separateness. But
yes,
we chose the separateness. Yeah, we chose the separateness. We have to learn it because I look at it like this. There's one infinite creative mind, and it is all-empowering. And everything that we experience or know or that goes on in any of the universes is an expression of infinite creativity, including us. Now, we're caught in time and space in one particular universe, but we're all part of this infinite creativity and this unity. We just don't see it because we're separate. And when they look into quantum physics at the lowest quantum level,
where
the laws of physics completely change, what do they find? Nothing but possibilities. So our whole universe that we observe is based at its very, very core on possibilities. And look look how concrete it looks to us. It looks pretty damn real and written in stone. But it's just one possibility after next manifesting. And that's comment on that, because I experienced it. I know people that research studies that you've studied mention that. Go into that field a little bit.
The possibilities.
The
person, I have a person in my book that probably explains this the best. Her name is Anita Morjani, and I think that most people know her because she wrote a book called Dying to Live. And Anita talks about being in a warehouse, and all the lights are off, and suddenly the lights go on, and you can see every direction into infinity with shelves filled with every kind of thing you can imagine. And so he says that is our choices. That's what we've got to choose from. But instead, we're standing in this warehouse with the lights turned off and a flashlight showing on one little section and choosing from that. So
absolutely
get the possibilities. Beautiful explanation.
That's a really good analogy, because I felt that way when I was at this core where everything was unified and connected, yet at the same time was infinitely divisible into every kind of creation, mind, thought, universe, particle of matter you could imagine, plus more, but at the same time be perfect unity. And the pure mystery of that, and the pure mystery of how at its core it is infinite love, one thing I think people can get from reading about like your book and about near-death experiences, because the truth of the matter is, we have come from there. We all, people who have had that experience, know that, can testify. Can we prove it? No, but take the Pepsi challenge and believe it's possible, because by doing so, you're opening your own mind to the possibilities that are beyond the realm of your thinking right now in your own situation.
That's right. And even our learning proves that. We look at something, we fiddle with it, we learn about it, and that opens other possibilities.
Absolutely, absolutely. I encourage people when I give readings to not depend on me. Let me be a guidepost to how much you can depend on yourself. Because that's really, we're headed that direction. Everybody's going to learn more and more about their own intuitive psychic ability. They're going to learn. If they're going to lose their fears. I mean, we got the biggest change in history before us, but it's not next week. It's a generation or two. But I'm an optimist. All the crap we see in the universe, in the world, which I saw 35 years ago, is there's a meaning behind it.
Souls are
having to confront each other for whatever reason. But you don't have to participate in the madness.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, Lynn, I'm
going to give
it. Amen.
Turn it into love.
Amen. I'm going to give another reading here, Lynn. Get right back with you, okay, my dear?
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you. I've of all the shows I've done, this is the most interesting host, because we've gone through a lot of the same experiences, and she's written about what I and a lot of people have experienced. Check out my book, A Second in Eternity. And check out Lynn's book, The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. And having said that, we're going to, it might be a Skype number here. It's 1111111. Can you hear me, 1111111?
Yes, I can. Thank you, Gary, for taking my call.
Thank you for being here, my dear. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Alyssa.
Melissa?
Yes, Alyssa.
Correct? Alyssa, okay. I write it in here because I can't trust my memory to remember it. So how can I help you, Alyssa? Can I give you a general reading, or you want some questions, or what's up?
Yeah, no, I'd love a general reading for, you know, the upcoming months and the start of this new year. Great.
Okay, my dear. If you folks want to check out what I do, most of the reading, I give short readings over the phone. Obviously, 2 or 3 minutes. I can't cover much, but in a 30-minute, 45-minute, or hour reading, I can cover a lot more. Check out my website. Best way to get there is lithomancy.com, lithomancy.com. You can go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, or you can go to Psychics Gone Wild and find out about me. Click on the link. You can find out a lot about what I do, about lithomancy, about the book I wrote on it, and so forth. And while I've been going through that, Alyssa, I've been charging these stones up. And all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right for you, is say drop one time real clearly, okay?
Okay. And drop.
All right. Well, it feels like the tragic part is ending in some sort of way. The feeling of heaviness, the feeling of things need to change, resolve, all the stuff from the past, the difficult stuff. You've been working on a lot of healing and readjustment, so don't be surprised if it starts working. First thing you do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Because in this first week or so, you're going to feel your return to your convictions. You're going to start recognizing why the things reached a peak here recently and how you can sort these things out. And ironically, what we've been talking about, Lynn and I, love. You're going to discover how important that is to deal with these issues. Whether it's a man that's in and out of your life, or you don't know how you want it to work, or you're not sure how you want to repair things. As you allow yourself in this next week or two to return to your point of confidence and what you have to offer and how magical you are and how flexible you are, you're solving a lot of these issues. And you're learning a lot about love and how to update yourself on it so you can use it more effectively in building like career, life, plans, making decisions, and so forth. So sometimes when things get to a real peak like you've been and you feel like, God, what do I do? That's the time that God tells you what to do in some form or another, and you feel it. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, quite a lot.
Okay. Now, by about the 6th and 7th and 8th week here, you'll recognize a lot about how much you've turned your life around, and that allows you to be able to a lot of issues about places and about commitment and about security and about plans for the future and optimism and wanting to get back on that note of as opposed to continue to feel burned or singed or hurt from the past. This new note you're getting onto from the 7th week on brings you a lot of luck and brings you a lot of knowledge about relationships, not just love, but plans too, and family and people you care about. So the crap hitting the fan, short and sweet, it can serve a good purpose. It can help you know how to stand out of the way of the fan or to turn it into fertilizer. Either way, you with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And toward the end of this 3 months, it'll all make sense to you a lot more than it does now, even though it's starting to make more sense to you. The process of letting go and renewal and forgiveness and move on and, okay, can't change this, where do we go from here? That's a good thing to learn in life. It really is, because once you learn that, you can apply it to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps you. Does it, Alicia?
Yeah. No, that was very, very helpful. It's very, very true. It's very resonant.
Good, girl. Short, sweet, resonant. I'm going to leave you with that. God bless you. And be sure to listen back on the archives. I think you can download them to your computer if you want to, but check back in this show later. And thanks for being with us, my dear.
Oh, thank you, too. Happy New Year.
God bless you, girls. Check us out on Psychics Gone Wild. And if you're interested in more information, check out my website, LITHOMANCY.com, or you can find Gary Wimmer. Lisa, have a good evening. Have a good weekend. And let your friends know to listen to our show, okay?
You betcha. Thank you.
God bless you, girl. I've been so fortunate to have as my co-host or guest tonight, Lynn Russell, who's done a lot of research on NDEs. She's from Alberta, Canada, and her book is The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. It offers insights into your whole spiritual journey, so check it out. Lynn, we got a few more minutes. What else do you want to share with our audience?
I'm sorry, I'm at a loss. Help me.
We're all at a loss, my dear. That's what we're learning. We've got a few more minutes here. Well, what would you like to leave our audience with? A summary of your life or your thoughts?
The most important thing that I want to leave with the audience is the beauty of themselves. And that's why I've named the book The Wonder of You, because really we are so much more beautiful and powerful than we ever give ourselves credit for.
Well, I absolutely go along with that 100% because think about it, people. If you really want someone to love you, you got to love yourself. Make yourself, allow yourself to be as lovable as you are.
It makes life go smoother, too. If you love yourself and you trust yourself, then life is going to be much more smooth.
That's true. And it's like I make the corny analogy, but it's true. You know, there's a limit to how many cheeseburgers you can eat. But there's no limit to how much you can learn about yourself or how much you can love or how much you can manifest good work. There's no limit to that. So,
but one other thing that I wanted to mention is that I have put a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of quantum physics and science in the book as well, because I wanted to show people, to illustrate the reality of their being.
Oh, absolutely. And even though I haven't read the book, you've talked about it, but I remember just a moment ago when I mentioned that, I could feel you going, yes, yes, yes. So now that you say that part of it's in the book, I know why you felt yes, yes, yes. It is true. The macrocosm and the microcosm fit together perfectly. We just don't see how.
No, not from here, because we can't. At the spirit level, there is no other emotion except love. And
absolutely.
So they can't experience. They can't go down and they can't sit in a chair. They can't experience the kind of things that we experience in the physical. And so that's why, because we are giving to the oneness. We are giving through our being. We are giving.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Lynn, I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it's been tonight because you wrote a book about the thing that I went through. And again, Lynn, the book is called The Wonder of You, What the Near-Death Experience Tells You About Yourself. And I can certainly testify that. Lynn, I hope to see you in the future. You folks check out the book. Check out Lynn Russell. Check out Lynn K. Russell. Check out her book on Amazon. Check out A Second Eternity and Psychics Gone Wild. And we hope to see you folks next week. We're doing a few less readings than we used to and a little bit more conversation and topics. So y'all stick with us. You never know when your number is going to come up for reading. We're going out tonight with a really short version of a song I wrote many years ago, When Our Hearts All Beat Together. Join us next week, folks. God bless you. And thank you, Lynn.